Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Toni Morrison's novel Sula. Sophie, I have to ask, what is it about this book that just grabs you?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it's the way Morrison refuses to make any character purely good or evil. She shows us this friendship between two black women in a small Ohio town, and it's so real and messy and heartbreaking.
Yeah. And it all starts in this place called the Bottom, which isn't actually the bottom of anything. It's this hilltop land that a white farmer tricked a former slave into taking, saying it was the bottom of heaven.
Right, so from the very beginning, Morrison is playing with names and meanings. The Bottom is poor and rocky, but it's a real community with its own rhythms and rituals. And at the center of it are these two girls, Nell and Sula.
They're total opposites. Nell grows up in this strict, orderly house with a mother obsessed with respectability. Sula's home is chaotic, with a one-legged grandmother who once let a train cut off her leg for insurance money.
And then there's the scene where Sula watches her own mother burn to death and just stands there. That moment becomes this wound at the center of her life. But the friendship they form as girls is everything.
They complete each other. Morrison writes that they weren't just friends, but two halves of one soul. Nell finds freedom in Sula, and Sula finds stability in Nell. Then they grow up, and everything falls apart.
Nell marries Jude, becomes a wife and mother, does what's expected. Sula leaves for 10 years, has adventures, sleeps with men and women, lives totally on her own terms. When she comes back, the community brands her as evil.
And she sleeps with Nell's husband. That betrayal destroys the friendship. But here's the thing, Sula doesn't even understand why Nell is so hurt. For her, sex was just sex, not this huge emotional thing.
That's the central tragedy. They love each other deeply, but they can't bridge that gap in understanding. And the community uses Sula as a scapegoat, blaming her for every misfortune, which lets them feel righteous.
But Morrison never lets us off easy. She shows that Nell's goodness is also a kind of conformity. She never questions the rules. And Sula, for all her freedom, is deeply lonely and wounded.
There's this incredible character, Eva Peace, Sula's grandmother. She sets her own son on fire because he's a drug addict, and she can't bear to watch him destroy himself. It's horrifying, but you can see the twisted love in it.
And Shadrach, the veteran who starts National Suicide Day. He's seen the randomness of death and war. So he creates a day where people can choose to die. It's mad, but it has its own logic.
The novel ends with Nell realizing that the loss of her friendship with Sula was the central loss of her life. She cries out Sula's name, and it's this devastating moment of recognition that comes too late.
The one thing I'm taking away is that real friendship is rare and precious, and we should hold on to it with everything we have. Because once it's gone forever.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library's on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Sula is a masterpiece about the complexity of love and the price of being different. We'll see you in the next one.